Number one.
I lost to Weird Al Yankovic, but so did Garrison Keillor, who might be the only human less funny than Whoopi Goldberg. Wait a second, what am I saying? That's absurd. Whoopi Goldberg hasn't said one goddamn funny original thing in her life.
Footnote number two.
In reference to, I promptly wrote back, which I rarely do because, as we all know, it's a losing situation. There seems to be a strange double standard when it comes to attributing the emotional status of bloggers as opposed to their responders. On numerous occasions, I've responded to something someone wrote about me because of a set I did or some racist or sexist joke I made, and I put those words in quotes. I would defend myself or at the very least attempt to correct the impression that was given by the blogger by describing the context in which the comment took place. Then, and this is where the double standard takes place, someone would comment on my comment and without any thought whatsoever assume that I am, quote, angry or bitter or thin-skinned when I made my comment. I almost never get as upset about that stuff as they assume. As of right this very second, I'm in a good mood, my girlfriend is asleep in my bed, my dog is playing with an empty vitamin water bottle, and it's a beautiful day outside. I'm going over to my friends Gavin and Emily's place for a rooftop cookout in Brooklyn later, and I'm going to pick up some baby back ribs to throw on the grill, so I'm doing pretty good. I just truly believe that it's my place, and more pertinent to the issue, my right, to defend myself against spurious comments posted by unidentified strangers who will forever remain nameless, that's all. Ironically, this itself can be perceived, and no doubt would be if I were writing this in the comments section of a blog, as whiny and feckless. It's a frustrating and dangerous trend that does not seem to be abating. This is more than getting on a MySpace page and calling someone a fat fuck. This is lazily denigrating someone and their work based on a misperception at best, and then, once it's put out there forever, retreating into protective anonymity, much like a slug would when faced with salt. It's mortal enemy.